What about the patient who presents with a primary colon cancer or metastatic disease to the liver?
It depends what the nature is of the metastatic disease. Is it unilobar, bilobar, how many mets? You have to make a decision as to resectability or not. And then you've got to have a discussion with the patient as to timing as well. Is it a synchronous resection? Is it a metachronous resection?
Let's take both scenarios. First, a patient who's got bilateral disease in the liver and they're not going to be resectable.
Then you have to decide whether or not you're going to do any surgery at all for the primary lesion, because if you're saying that the surgery would only be palliative, are you going to do it? Which means you've got to look at what's the reason for surgery. So if it's an obstruction from rectal cancer, that's probably a patient you just want to stent. But if it's significant bleeding from a sigmoid tumor, you may want to do a resection. If it's a patient with a bad cardiac history and persistent anemia from a cecal cancer, you may want to do a laparoscopic right, knowing you're not going to touch the liver. But again, that's another good example to do minimally invasive and have a very small incision. So if you get post-op ascites, you're going to have less chance of a big wound, dehiscence, and evisceration. On the other hand, take a patient who you say the liver mets are resectable, then the question is timing of what you're going to do. And that, again, is going to depend on the availability to surgeons of a good expert liver surgeon with them. If it's somebody who can do a quick liver resection with acceptable blood loss, there's no reason you couldn't do it as a synchronous procedure. On the other hand, if you don't have a surgical team comfortable with livers or doing high-volume liver, it's probably in the patient's best interest to deal with the primary disease and then, as a metachronous procedure, if you will, have the liver dealt with.
The NSABP right now is actually doing a study to look at, I mean, obviously it's going to be in selected patients, but looking at giving modern-day chemotherapy with oxaliplatin to these kinds of patients and see what happens. Can they avoid surgery? Do they run into surgical complications?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a complete response.